This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
A public falling out yesterday between Elon Musk and President Trump.
Trump threatened to cancel government contracts with Musk's businesses, writing, "The easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's governmental subsidies and contracts. SpaceX is currently NASA's only means of taking astronauts to and from the space station." After Trump's threat, Musk threatened to cut off NASA's use of the SpaceX's Dragon rocket. Musk escalating, claiming to know that Trump's name appears in government documents related to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, saying, "Time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public." Trump has denied any involvement with Epstein, previously writing, "I was never on Epstein's plane or at his stupid island." But his name has appeared in Epstein's address book and on flight logs. Late last night, Musk appeared to soften his tone, agreeing with a post that he and Trump should make peace for the benefit of the country. But some Trump allies on the attack. Steve Bannon demanding an investigation into Musk's citizenship.
That is Andrew Dimbert with the latest on that very public feud.
Yeah, if you could follow the back and forth there, you might have a chance of following what was said between the two online yesterday. The government's monthly jobs report will be released later today.
If, however, the labor market report shows that things are weaker than expected, that's going to put them in a tough spot. The White House is already pressuring them to lower interest rates, and that conversation could start to slip to investors as well. If we see a labor market that is starting to buckle under the pressure of tariffs, that's when you're going to see the Federal Reserve have a really tough decision on their hands.
Okay, so that's going on amidst that feud. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady right there.
Festival season in Western New York kicks off later this morning with the Buffalo Greek Fest on West Utica Street. WBEN's Tom Puckett tells us there's a lot to look forward to this summer.
Next weekend marks the Allentown Art Festival.
We're just delighted to be able to bring artists and people together. It's just looking to be a wonderful weekend, and we're very excited about it.
Rita Lipman says the Allentown Village Society has made the show more interactive this year, including American Sign Language artwork near the Wilcox Mansion. Next month, it's Canal Fest of the Tonawanas, and Deb Darling says there's something new this year.
We have a great lumberjack show that's coming in this year, so we're working on the details of getting that scheduled, and our music lineup, that's pretty well booked, and all of our activities, car cruise, bike cruise, craft show, chalk art, it's all in the process of being last-minute details.
Patrick Kaler of Visit Buffalo Niagara says these festivals bring in visitors from out of town.
Oh, this is always a great time for Buffalo and Western New York. We have some of the best festivals for people to enjoy, and a lot of visitors from outside the area come to Buffalo for all of these great festivals.
Hear how Visit Buffalo Niagara is bringing travel experts to the region this summer online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
So you got festival season kicking off today. The Greek Fest gets the first crack at it. And really kind of starts this morning, 11 o'clock.
Right.
Is when things open up. And after that,
it's like every weekend.
Every single weekend, you got something to do. Of course, Allentown, a big one. I mean, going from this weekend all the way to, you know, the Wing Fest is kind of like the end cap.
Right.
And everything that's back downtown this year. Number of changes in festivals that, you know, Canal Fest is going to be a little bit different, a little shorter, at least on one side this year than it has been in the past. If you include, which I kind of do, the fair.
I think you do.
The festivals.
Sure.
Tickets for that go on sale today, so you might have some people in a fair mood. I know all the fair fanatics are probably going to be grabbing up their tickets
right?
today.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And a whole bunch of other great festivals across Western New York.
I know.
So, great time of year.
Here we go. Get ready. Chicago was supposed to be in the clear by now when it comes to lifting of Canadian wildfire smoke, but not yet.
An air quality alert has been extended for Chicago and the suburbs through Friday. The air quality index is still at red levels, unhealthy. At times on Thursday, Chicago ranks second worst in air quality globally, according to IQ Air. At a Chicago farmers market.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely noticed that it's a little bit hazy.
Definitely hoping that we're not going to get sore throat or anything, I guess.
Chicago Public Schools sent a letter home warning parents the kids should limit time outside. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
At least we don't have that, right?
Yeah. I wonder, I really hope that person is not walking around all day concerned, hoping that they don't get a sore throat. Could you imagine living that life?
No.
It's got to be tough. Man, I hope we don't get a sore throat.
Stay inside.
Yeah. I didn't notice it as much yesterday, but I think that's also because of the, you know, rain and wasn't quite as nice as it had been the past couple of days around here. Well, Buffalo schools ready to enforce the state's new new law banning cell phones from classrooms next year. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
As a parent to two children in the Buffalo Public School District, school board member Larry Scott is happy to see Thursday's announcement of the bell-to-bell cell phone ban, allowing time for parents to properly prepare. One aspect of this planned cell phone ban that Scott sees as beneficial moving forward is the opportunity to provide a consistent learning field for students without distraction.
I think BPS over time has had a fairly restrictive policy on access to cell phones. It loosened up a bit this year, but having kids in two different Buffalo public schools, there's not consistency in how we're restricting access. With the state mandate and expectations around it, I think we're going to have more consistency in ensuring that the learning environment will be free from cell phone distraction and social media distraction from bell to bell.
As for Riverside High School teacher Mark Bruno, he's very much in favor of a ban on cell phones in the classroom, but says the devil is always in the details with any such plan. One thing Bruno asks parents to consider with this ban moving forward is just how poisonous too much activity on cell phones and social media can be for their kids.
When social media first came on the scene, if you look at the number of students self-harming themselves, social and emotional, horrible issues happening, suicides going up, it all correlates to the introduction of social media to young people. So I would just stress to parents, you would not give your son or daughter poison, then you should support this law and you should back us up, teachers and administrators, in holding your son or daughter accountable to follow the new law.
More reaction from Bruno and Scott can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Thank you, Brayton. Well, 81 years since D-Day, when U.S. soldiers and allies landed in France and turned the tide of World War II. Elaine Cobb has more from Paris.
Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed on the Normandy beaches on June 6, 1944. Of those, 73,000 were Americans. Many were killed in a hail of German bullets as they struggled up the beaches. But D-Day marked the beginning of the end of the Nazi occupation of Europe. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth attends today's commemoration ceremonies in Normandy. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Wow, 81 years. years. Remember
81
the,
years.
Remember last year?
The incredible 80th anniversary ceremony that happened last year was just, I mean, kind of breathtaking. But every year that goes by, it's great that people still remember because there's fewer and fewer people who are actually there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
That day.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for cloudy conditions, temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon, and some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms possible south and east of Buffalo. We'll hold on to a scattered shower chance into the overnight, mostly cloudy, and temperatures dropping into the upper 50s. We'll have a few spotty showers to start the day on Saturday, well south of Buffalo, otherwise mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. And for Sunday, we're mostly cloudy, a chance for showers late in the day and highs in the mid-70s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
We welcome on the Trocare College Live Line Evangeline Conley with the Buffalo Greek Fest, which begins in just a few hours. I mean, coming up here at the start of festival season. Thanks for being with us. I mean, what does it mean to be the start of festival season in Buffalo?
Well, it's great to be first to kick off the festival season here in Buffalo. We cherish our warm weather through these next few months, and we're happy to be able to begin that great time of the year.
You know, Evangeline, how long have you been going to this festival?
My whole life.
Really?
So do I have to tell you how many years?
No, that's okay.
The festival actually has been going on for 48 years. So obviously, I'm a little older than that, but we are enjoying it throughout our whole lives. So our parents, our grandparents, and now my generation, along with our children and grandchildren, are participating and helping out to carry out this wonderful event.
It happens right down on West Utica by the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church. What are some of the big staples, if you've never been to Greek Fest, that people should be looking out for over the next few days?
As soon as you enter through the West Utica side, you'll feel getting immersed into our Greek culture. The aromas of all the wonderful things cooking, like our souvlaki on a stick, the saganaki, our loukoumades, our wonderful Greek foods such as souvlaki and spanakopita, tiropita, pasticho. I could go on and on. So there's plenty of Greek food. You'll have the aromas. You'll get the wonderful taste. You'll hear the wonderful sounds of the bouzouki with live music on two different stages. You'll get to see our Greek folk dancers and beautifully in their dressed in their costumes. And you'll get to shop in our Greek shops down in our community center, get a taste of our history with a display, and also a tour of our Greek historic church.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, the smells definitely draw you in. And I got to ask, do you have a favorite? Is there something that you just cannot leave without ordering at the Greek Fest?
Well, that's a tough one. So one of the things I really like to do is get some souvlaki on the stick and the saganaki and the lukumadas, and then maybe the next day get something else to try. Our cafe has some wonderful Greek coffee and sweets, so the pastries are really endless here, and you don't want to leave without having some sweets.
Sweets. You don't really think of that when you think of Greek cuisine, do you?
Well, we have wonderful baklava. We have viblis. We have kulouraikia. So there's cookies as well as some really sweet treats, along with like a baklava sundae and baklava cheesecake. So if you're a baklava fan, those are things to try that maybe you don't get every day. But definitely come on down and try all the different things that we have.
You know, some festivals in Western New York are just only about food. Some of them are just about music or art. But, I mean, you've got it all there, don't you? I mean, this is really not just the food or the music or the dancing. This is showcasing Greek culture.
Yes, that's right. And it's really got something for everyone. So if you're interested in history, you can take a look at our display that's in our church parlors that gives a historic look at what the Greeks have offered to our culture. And, you know, that's just one thing. The tour of our historic Greek Orthodox Church, you can learn a little bit about our religion, and certainly the food and shops offer more for you.
What kind of things do people look to buy at Greek Fest?
Well, the items in our bakaliko, as an example, are imported from Greece. So you can try the coffee in the cafe or the Greek mountain tea, and you can buy them in our bakaliko and take them home and continue to enjoy them throughout the year. Now, those are just a couple of the items. We also have the extra virgin olive oil and the olive and some fresh items such as taramasalata and other things that you can even take home and enjoy, you know, in the next few days outside of the festival. We have a wood carving, olive tree wood carvings this year. We have some jewelry you can enjoy to buy. And Yaya's Attic is back, which was a fan favorite in the past, too, which has some gently used items that people like to have fun looking for treasures.
I know you've got a really big tent for everybody, but, I mean, the weather really looks good. It's not too hot. There's not a lot of rain in it. It looks like it's pretty favorable for this.
It's looking better, and don't worry about the weather because we have large tent, which is it's all covered, and we have our community center as well as our church area, and so everything is either indoors or under a tent. No worries about getting any, you know, getting wet or anything.
You know, we know the Annunciation Orthodox Church plays a central role in the Greek Fest. This latest news that we've heard, though, over Reverend Christakis, the investigation into a misuse of funds, has that impacted the Greek Fest this year in any way?
Our parishioners have worked very hard to make sure we bring another great festival to our community. So that's what we're focusing on, and we're excited to welcome everyone to share our Greek heritage, our culture, and learn something about the Greek people here in Western New York.
Okay. And Evange, is there an admission charge? And what are the hours this weekend?
That's a great question. We begin today at 11 a.m., and it goes till 11 p.m., tomorrow at the same hour, Saturday, and then on Sunday we go from noon until 8. The admission charge is $3, and children 12 and under are free.
Well, get down to Greek Fest to start off festival season. Should have some great weather later on this afternoon and tomorrow for you.
Thank you.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.